Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Merritt. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merritt.
Let your wash it.
888-6581.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Special. Very good. Hey, good to see you, Magical Matt.
Welcome, Tampa Bay.
Welcome, Tampa Bay. We got in the house the man of God, right?
How are you going, guys?
Then we got in the house the angel. Wow. Did you pick up on that? We got an angel in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we got a man of God. Unbelievable. And you really are an angel, though. I tell you that.
Well, you say that every week, but it's not about me. It's about helping people, right?
Right. Every time I talk to the man of God, that's what he always says. I try to give him credit, and he always gives it right to God.
Had nothing to do with me. I'm just an instrument. I'm just doing what God wants me to do, and that's it, and I step away.
Yeah.
I don't complicate things.
Right. So I've been frustrated, right?
Why have you been frustrated?
And I listened to a tape on YouTube, and you know what it said?
What did it say?
It said the only reason you can be frustrated is because you think you're God.
Interesting.
Because if you really walk in with God and you trust in God, you can't be frustrated at the same time.
That's true. So why are you frustrated if you believe God can take care of all your issues?
Right. So it's me.
Sounds like a man with little faith.
Exactly.
Maybe not enough prayer.
Are you going to
prayer?
No, I don't pray that much.
Well, you need to put those problems in your hand. You know, sit there and think about it. Meditate with God.
Right,
hide place where you can hide. He doesn't want you to pray in the public. Make you a little place where nobody can see you and crawl in there and pray. Put all your problems in your hand and lift them up to God. Say, Jesus, take this from me.
Right.
Prepare this. You promised me peace, Bunny. Remember that prayer? Yeah. It brought peace upon you. And that's what it's all about, is asking. You shall receive.
Your quiet place is when you go to bed at night, right? There's your quiet spot right there. You have all the time in the world. Well, not all the time in the world, but you have enough time to do what you say, what you got to say.
Right. But then I can share stuff with people, like from scripture or from what I do, but not do it because that's what you call a hypocrite.
Well, you're not a hypocrite. I think that, you know, you're just like all of us. We're human. And so everyday life happens. We don't really think about the Creator until something either bad happens, or like the brother said, you know, if you want that relationship, you have to make that prayer every day.
Right.
So if you don't do it every day, then you revert back to being human again, like all of us, and struggle the world's like we put all that stuff on our on ourselves, which creates stress and worrying and worry about our bills, our loved ones, our health. Right. The sky's the limit. So when you start forgetting the Creator can take care of all those things, then all of a sudden you go back to reverting back, like, you know, like everybody else does. Listen, I'm not perfect either, because I also have to remember to pray. But praying doesn't have to be like in the corner hidden. That's good. I mean, but you can pray now when you're talking and you're driving and in your mind.
Constant prayer will keep the evil away.
In your conscience.
Right, constant prayer.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how I get sometimes. I get frustrated, like something little. Like, Sam, I was bringing a bag out and the socks fell out of the bag when I was carrying them to the car. I know this sounds silly. Simple. Socks falling out of a bag. And I got frustrated and angry.
About what? The socks falling? Because they got
dirt? Because they fell out of the bag. That's that simple. So if you're at war with the world, you don't have inner peace.
Well, you also, when you get closer to God and closer to walk in Jesus' footsteps, you are going to be attacked by spirits, evil spirits. People are going to put curses on you because when they talk to you and they downgrade you and everything and that is a curse that's coming across. You tell them, you rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
You know, and for those listeners that don't believe in spirits and God, because these people are listening to this, you know, there's a YouTube video. Just look it up. Look up YouTube videos, weird things you see on videos. There is spirits out there.
Yes,
and it's documented. Every day it's on the videos. Like, there are supernatural things happening every day. People don't talk about it because it's kind of scary, number one. But number two,
they freak out.
They freak out. So it does exist. There's evil spirits.
And I've
had
it, and I felt them.
There you go.
I felt evil spirits. I knew not to go in this room one time, and I just felt evil spirits in that particular room. And I knew not to go in that room. This was at a party, and you know, things were going on, and there were people in this particular room. And I just felt evil spirits in that room, not to go in there. I remember that.
I've been attacked before, man, during times of prayer with people and trying to help them with relieve their evil spirits they have, from evil eye to many other things, you know, promiscuous. They have different names for these spirits.
Yeah, promiscuous spirits, dude, it does exist. Pornographic stuff that is happening today that corrupts people's mind.
The Jezebel demon.
Jezebel demon, yeah.
Is the main one.
And everything that the gentleman here is talking about is all documented and it's all biblical. Yeah. And
there's some books that the Catholic Church won't let go.
Right.
There are synopsis books and there's documentation of priests going in and doing exorcisms and stuff. Yep. And you just have to have pure in heart and pure in mind, and you have to use the tools of God, and that is every word of God.
You know, it's interesting. You know, when you talk that type of language, a lot of people either shut off the radio station, think, "Oh, they're just freaks." But listen, the fact
Not
of the
until
matter,
they've been attacked or until they've seen an evil spirit,
right?
You know, and have them move things on you. I've had them.
Sounds like sci-fi, like, you know, it's incredible, but it does, you know, the thing is, like, one of my arguments is to look on the YouTube videos, look those things up that is unexplained, it happens every day, something is happening out there, folks, don't know what it is, if you go on, if you're a believer, creator, then, you know, build that relationship, because the Bible talks about being attacked by evil spirits, it's energy, this whole world is energy around us, you know, we project energy. If it's negative or positive, the negative you are, the dimmer your energy is. But the more you love, I believe that creator is love, and his energy that he portrays, that when you do accept him, you have build that relationship. You just full of love, and that radiates around you. So it's almost like you have this wall of protection around you, because whenever you have that type of energy, I call it a light. You know, that light, any light where there's darkness goes away. You know, you might have little edges here and there, but that's part of life. But at the end of the day, they cannot withstand that light of energy, which is God itself, with living within you. That's where we're all interconnected. So when I look at people, I got a problem making fun. I don't make fun of people. And it really bothers me when people make fun of other people, because I think they don't understand. They don't have the connection with the Creator. I think we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. I think we all connected. We just have to find our way because we're lost. So from the drug addicted to the homeless, to the people that are suffering out there, from people that are being abused by their parents, by the kids that are being human trafficking, crossing the border, being raped and molested, all these things, these people are going through some serious stuff. And
it's all about hatred. Yes. And you got to look at the hatred model that we have right now.
Yeah.
We have hatred among each other just on, you know, political parties. They hate each other. And there's no reason for it, because we should all just have one thing in mind, love and care about each other. Instead, there's no trespassing signs everywhere. And they judge people. They say this person's an alcoholic, drug addict, just because they're out there homeless. But even a man of God that doesn't do no drugs or anything like that, and I run around on a bicycle with packs, I'm always called bum at times and stuff like that. But that stuff, you just smile and say, I love you, God bless you.
Right.
Or so you start saying, hallelujah.
Yeah. So you're what you're telling us is that you're homeless right now. You don't have a place.
I live everywhere. I have a place in Kansas, too.
Okay. All right.
But that's in Kansas.
All right.
And I move around everywhere. The only reason I'm still in this area is because Brian asked me to come on, and God's leading me to come on here too.
Okay.
And as He leads me, it's I just want to say this: all the glory is to Him, not me. I am nothing. I'm nothing more than dirt. And all of the glory goes to Him. But what goes on around me?
And what's amazing is that you're someone. I overheard you talking to my daughter. My daughter was here last week. Her name is Angelique. And she told me that she had an experience with you when you were outside. You were telling her to look in your eye, and obviously she felt the warmth, of God. And she said she couldn't explain it, so she busted out in tears. I was asking, what exactly happened? She said when she saw your eyes, like a light appeared out of nowhere, like a bright light appeared out of nowhere, and she felt this warmth just overcome her. And she felt that love, and she just started crying. And I was like, you know, and you gave her that cross, and you gave me a cross as well. I've been thinking about you all last week and about all the experience that my daughter went through. Huh? That whole week, my daughter was going through some things.
And she's chosen to serve God.
Yes.
And she knows that.
Yeah.
She got a question asked that she couldn't ask anybody except the Creator.
Right.
And she got it answered. Just by the reflection of an eye.
So, Brian, let me tell you something. Last week, when my daughter was here, that he had an encounter with my daughter. My daughter, you know, spoke to him. That whole week, and it's okay to share this story, but that whole week, we had the most interesting situation. My daughter came here to visit me after 8 years not seeing her, okay? I was shocked to see, after 8 years, there are some things that happened in the past, and she stayed away. And she basically, when she came, and when I met her, she had a lot of my mannerisms, but I'm a strong believer in our Creator, and I believe I'm very spiritual. I've always been very spiritual. I feel I can talk to people when God asks me to talk to people. I just don't randomly talk to people. I just sit back and wait to talk. So anyway, God inspired me to talk to her wife about some certain matters. And when I spoke to her about those personal matters, I was inspired to talk to her about it at a restaurant. To make a long story short, she picked up the book in the back of my car and started reading the things, exactly what I said to her at the restaurant. So, and then she had questions on what we were talking about. So she was telling the Creator, well, is this really happening? Am I in the Twilight Zone? So when she looked outside, all these billboards started showing up. She was saying, God, is this true? And the first billboard that came up was faith. She goes, come on, this is really happening. The next billboard came in truth. And she goes, is this me or is this? And this billboard had an arrow pointing up.
The truth shall set you free.
Yes. So that she saw all that stuff happening back to back, back to back. So all this experience we've been having for the whole week that we're here.
Signs.
And then all of a sudden we come here at the last day, and she speaks with this gentleman here, and she got that encounter with the Creator. So I believe in, there's no coincidence.
She's going to have many more.
Yeah.
Many more. Mm-hmm.
So and we got someone on the line. Who do we have, Mr. Matt, Magical Matt?
We got Kara on the line.
Oh, Kara, how are you?
Kara, how are you?
Hello?
Bless you in the name of Jesus.
Kara? Massage, yoga, wellness. Are you there, Kara?
Hello. Yes,
there
I am.
She is.
Hi.
All right.
Yeah, Kive. Okay, she said Kara.
Oh, Kive.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Sorry, Kive.
It came up. They made an A into an. They made the I into an A. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. We had this, and I can share this with you, and if you don't mind, we had the man of God come in last week. I call him the prophet. He doesn't like to be called that, and he's a real spiritual guy. And he met with, you can say real quick, he met with your daughter.
Yes.
And over the radio, just they had a conversation. And you know when someone has a breakthrough, they cry,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she had this major breakthrough talking to the man of God that we have here today.
With God, not me.
Not with him. So I just thought I'd share that with you because I know you're spiritual.
That's amazing. Right. I love emotional breakthroughs, spiritual breakthroughs, when God speaks through everybody around us, and as long as I'm open to listen.
Amen.
Amen.
Got to shut things off.
Right.
She's definitely connected.
She's connected, right.
Yep.
So you got a massage, yoga, wellness body, and that also brings peace, and then you can go into a trance there where you're so relaxed that the Spirit of God can come in, because when you're at peace, right, you have a better chance of talking to God versus agitated.
Absolutely.
And angered. So tell us what you got going on there.
Absolutely, and I truly believe that taking that time for yourself, whether it's through massage, through yoga, through meditation, through prayer, it gives opportunity for whatever it is that you believe in to come through. And you know, what I do is, my mission with Bodhi Body Works is to facilitate a safe therapeutic space where each massage goes beyond the physical, aiming to harmonize and nurture every aspect of your well-being. And through that, through being able to create that space and allow the body to rest, it creates that space for healing and for breakthroughs. I've had people come to me in all different kinds of situations and find that space to just process whatever it is that they're going through.
That's awesome. And just to let those folks out there that, you know, your location, I have here 2058 Bayshore Boulevard in Suite 4. It is located in Dunedin. And if you want to reach out to her, telephone number is 727-300-1656. Do you have a Facebook account as well?
Yes, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and we also have donation-based yoga classes on Thursday evenings at 6:15 p.m. at Mira Vista Park, and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. at the same park. And those event information's on our website, which is BodhiBodyWorks.com.
That's great.
On Facebook as well, there's an event for those.
Okay, that's great. Also, if for those folks that don't have their hands on the BBC coupon book, she does have an ad on there on page number 40. And if you refer a friend, you will earn $10 on your next visit. But at any time, you can get $20 off in any services. So, you know, definitely make it here because there's an expiration date on here. Again, she dedicates a mind, body, and spirit. So can I ask you a question? Like, what got you started in doing this type of business?
So I started off with yoga. I came to a crossroads in my life where I kind of hit a bottom, and I was a waitress, and I just kind of fell into what I love, which is yoga. And then I wanted to pursue my education, and I was looking into physical therapists and becoming a, you know, doctor of physical therapy. And a friend of mine's a massage therapist, so I kind of switched gears and went more like holistic healing. Even though, you know, physical therapy is natural, I went more with like that side of things. And I'm actually studying now to be a doctor of acupuncture and natural medicine.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's all like about creating balance and harmony from within and creating that space within yourself to create that healing.
I see you do relaxation massage with headache treatment. How do you do headache treatment?
So actually, like with what I'm studying, there's acupressure points. They're the acupuncture points, but instead you just press on certain points in the body that create relief from headache, from tension. It's similar to like a trigger point where you hold, but these are specific points along the channels and along the meridians that help relieve those, you know, tension headaches and stuff like that. And then we combine that with essential oils that are good for headaches.
Okay. Now, for those people that are not familiar with chakra balancing is, can you share with them, the audience, what that is?
Absolutely. So in, like, Ayurvedic and Indian traditions, there are the seven energy centers in the body. They're known as the chakras. Each one has a specific function. So, like, the root chakra, which is at the base of the pelvis, that one's safety, security, well-being. And then you have ones that go with the different organs. Each one has a different color. And so with these sessions, I have like a chakra healing or chakra balancing crystal set. And then, you know, we do a full body relaxation massage with like energy work. And like the whole time I'm focusing on sending white light, healing throughout the whole session. And I'm in like a deep prayer and meditation state. And then at the end, I do a meditation that walks you through each chakra and gives you mantras or things to say to balance each chakra with the crystals on the body. And then I do like sage, and which is like energy purifying, and then the Native American culture.
Oh, wow. So, you know, just the first thing that crosses my mind, you know, for someone that's doing all these type of things, right, that is more spirit and holistic wellness, have you ever experienced something unusual when you're doing this type of practice?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So I have the first thing that comes to mind is I had a client who there's this thing that's like they call in yoga, it's called a Kundalini experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing an energy balancing session with her, and she started like uncontrollably kind of like twitching her eyes, and then her body started moving, and she said that she had like an out-of-body experience.
Wow.
She walked out of the session saying that she felt like whatever she was holding on to was released, and she felt so much lighter, so much happier, so much healthier in her body. And she was struggling with a lot of digestive stuff, and she said after that session that it had at least for the time being, because I talked to her about a week later, had been completely improved. I don't want to say cured, but improved.
Wow. So it sounds like more in line with what we were just talking about. We're talking about having spirits that, you know, that sounds like that spirit was released that made her feel, you know, at a whole different state of mind. And wow, that's amazing. So again, this is not, that's amazing. Wow. So how long have you been doing this for?
So I've been doing massage for 5 years. I've been licensed. I've had this space for 6 months in Dunedin. It's my first time having my own business. And then I've been a licensed yoga instructor for 10 years.
Wow. So you heard those folks. I mean, she's got the experience in massage, you know, doing deep tissue massage. She does sweetest massage, sports massage, tie on the table. She's got relaxation massage, and like you heard it with, you know, with the headache treatment. So, you know, again, if you know, she is located at 2058 Bayshore Boulevard, again, Suite 4 in Dunedin. Please reach out to her if you need a service. I think we all need a service, to be honest with you. 727-300-1656. Is there anything that, you know, before we disconnect, is there something that you also want to let the listeners hear or about an event that is coming up?
I mean, just keeping an eye out on our Facebook page, because I'm working on actually setting a date for a chakra healing workshop or chakra balancing workshop, so that you can, it's going to be a 2-hour thing. I was thinking the end of March, probably the last Sunday. I just haven't made the event yet.
So let us know the date, and then we'll promote it on the radio.
Yeah, I think I'm going for the 24th, but that'll be on the Facebook as
okay.
well.
So. And then we're having TV executives come in here next week, because we're going to be doing a TV show. So I want to talk
wow.
to you about that. Yeah, they're going to be here next week. Maybe you can
That's
come
awesome.
By. Yeah, the execs.
That.
Yeah. We guess who we have in the house. I just want you to know before you get off. We have a super student, Tony P., and the reason why he's on the radio is because if he did good and became a super student, his dad promised him that he would get on the radio. And guess what we have here? A certificate that's nice and colorful, and it says, what do you think? It says super student. So guess what, Kive?
Yeah.
We're going to have him on next after you.
Aww. Well, congratulations.
Okay. Go ahead. You want to say hello to the super student, Tony, real quick?
Sure.
Hey, Tony, come on. Say hello to Kai. Sit down, and then yeah, and then we don't have dead air time, mm-hmm. right? So say hello.
Hi.
And then tell them how you became super student.
Well, basically, I got grounded from my ATV, so I've been working really hard to get awards all week. So far, I've got 3 of my super student award, and I got 2 others.
Very good. So the idea of being rewarded for being good worked.
Yeah.
And then you know what's going to happen? It's going to become habit. You're going to become good naturally. A kindly act once in a while isn't enough.
You know what he said today? He said it's easier being good than it is to get in trouble.
Yeah, talking to... Yeah, so anyhow, you have a question for Kive? Just real quick, and then you can go.
Me?
No. What is your favorite thing to learn in school? What is your favorite subject?
It has to be around math and science, like math. Because I like subtraction and adding and multiplication, yeah. And science, you get to do all the fun experiments. So, yeah, I like that a lot.
Very good.
Super cool.
So, anyhow, give us your name of your massage therapy place one more time and the phone number.
Yeah, hi. So, my massage business is Bodhi Body Works in downtown, near downtown Dunedin. And my phone number is 727-400-2433.
Fantastic. And then I want to set up an appointment also in 2 weeks with you. And maybe I can set someone up for my friend over here, Angel. And how much would that cost for an hour?
So my rates are $80 for an hour, but with the coupon in your book, it's $60.
Well, okay. So I'm going to book 3 1-hour. Would you like a 1-hour massage magical mat?
Wait, can I have one?
No, I can't. You're a No. Okay, anyhow, but I'm going to book 3 massages through you for gift certificates. And can you give me each one for $60?
You got it.
Well, Kinson, we just made a deal on the radio, so you got it. You got
evidence. They got a deal in the coupon book too. They get 20% off.
And then I get another $20 off for the referral. So
try to get lower than that.
That's true.
I'm kidding. But anyhow, put me down for 3 1-hour massages.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, by the way.
You too.
Wait, hold up.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Wait, don't let off yet.
Why?
Dad, am I allowed to get a massage? I'm asking.
It's more for us grown folks that are just, you're fine.
Yeah.
I get a massage every day. I like massages.
We'll okay.
Talk to mom. We'll talk to mom about it, okay?
Okay.
We'll see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Mom's the final authority.
There you go.
I know, you are actually.
Okay, so tell us about your dog sitting company.
Well, basically, I started my dog sitting business because I like wolves, and the closest thing to wolves that I can get easily are dogs. So I just started to start babysitting dogs.
Well, very good. And how's it going for you?
So far it's been kind of like middle because we were getting like a bunch of calls. Now it's like we are not getting any more calls. So if anyone who's listening has a dog, please call us.
What's your phone number?
Give
them mom's
phone number.
727-580-4247.
There you go,
buddy.
Or you can call
my dad.
Or you can call 865-696-6136.
And then if they need, they can call the coupon book. And we'll get them in touch with you.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old entrepreneur, a 9-year-old businessman. You got to be very proud of you. By the time you're 25, you're going to be a millionaire, Tony.
Yeah, but I actually do have to warn people. The prices. It's
what? Tell us the prices.
Okay, the prices. It depends on we're doing we're going through like a thorough check. Like we need to know the dog's history. What the type of breed, because the breeds could get like a little overhand, like a German Shepherd or a Malinois. Those need like a lot of extra training, so it might cost a few more bucks. And we also need
We give them a bath.
We also give them a bath. And the money we collect, we use to help other dogs.
Oh, we should have put that beautiful. In the end. We should have put the bath thing because people love to give their dogs baths. I can see where we can redo that too, actually. But anyhow, thank you, Tony. Super student.
Great job, Tony.
Great job,
congratulations
Tony.
Congratulations on your award. Yeah. Super student. Yeah.
Super student. Woo! Is there anything you would like to say, Alex, about your son?
I just love him and I'm proud of him. That's all.
I love my son and I'm proud of him. I'm so excited. We got 3 days in a row good at school.
And there's also one more thing. If your dog... do not get along well with other dogs. Just to warn you, we do have a German Shepherd.
Well, very good.
We'll take care of that.
We'll take care of that.
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right, thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Alex. And you did a great job. And once again, that was Super Student Tony.
And a real quick announcement. There's actually an escape away to Margaritaville. This is from New Life Village, their second annual event that they're having is new at New Life Village Casino Night. It's going to be this coming Saturday, March 2nd, and from 6 p.m. to 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. The location is going to be at 4121 North 50th Street in Tampa, Florida, 33610, the zip code. Reach out to the website and buy the ticket. Tickets are still available. This is a great, great event as to help the adoption kids, actually housing parents for affordable housing and then giving services to adopted kids. Just going to get that out there.
Yeah, and then also, too, is we're going to be doing something. If you need yourself painted, right? He's a good friend of mine, and he really is. I said to him today, you're a player. He's like in six different publications. He's a guy that comes out swinging. Right, and it's called Southwest Painting. Can you take a look at this and do a little special for my friend?
Well, real quick, for 25-year experience, the gentleman has in Southwest Painting and pressure washing. They are licensed and insured. This is very important. Don't have just anybody do the work. Make sure they are licensed and insured. And this is a company that is licensed and insured. They are guaranteed to beat any quote. So give them a call. Their number is 727-477-1957.
Southwest Painting. Now go over some of the details of what he does. Like, is there stuff in the ad?
Well, what I have here, obviously they do the painting, they do power washing, they do the driveways, they have free estimates. They do exterior and interior work. So they do interior paint as well. So they got two colors of any premium paint for 97 square feet, which is an excellent price. So you can only get this at the coupon book. So it's on page 4. It's on, if you go on the left-hand side, again, it's Southwest Painting and Pressure Washing. Give them a call. 25 years experience. You cannot pay for quality when it comes to time. Pick a company that's been doing this for quite some time. The more experience you have, the better you are, right? So this is telling you a lot. Been in business 25 years. The reason why they are in business for 25 years. Again, get a free estimate. They do interior, exterior. Their telephone number is 727-477-1957. So make sure you reach out to this gentleman. Again, 97 cents per square feet. It's an awesome deal. All right, so we got Brian on the phone. He's literally on another phone.
So anyhow, I have somebody calling up that had cataract surgery, and I'd like you to pray over him. He also does a fish fry. He does it for the Knights of Columbus. We have the proofreader out there. So, Diane, if you wanted to come in.
I'd like to have him come and see me and let me bless him in holy water.
I should have had you do that. Can you do that to us now on the radio?
And pray over him in touch.
Can you do that now?
Yeah.
You want to get blessed on the radio?
No, I don't have it in here with me. But I don't have. I didn't bring it in here with me this time.
Okay.
God works in mysterious ways. But if he really truly wants help with a prayer, it's hands on. We pray and we touch and we hands on. And the faith, if you have strong faith, it'll conduit right through you and into them. And you're just a conduit for God. All the glory, everything goes to Him. But bless them with holy water, and then praying over them in touch.
I'm sorry to cut this off, but we got to go to Bill on the phone line right now. Bill's on.
Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill.
I am okay, sir. Yes, sir.
He was just saying that this gentleman here is a man of God, right? And he's really, we had some really emotional experiences where people broke down and cried, right, Angel?
Yeah, my daughter.
Yeah, she was, he was praying and he saw the light and all that.
My daughter.
Yeah. Right, it was kind of neat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you know, and I know it's neat for us, right? Because, you know, you wouldn't think that would happen. She definitely had an encounter with the Creator. God used a gentleman here as a vessel. And he had a message from the Creator to share with her. And he shared something very personal that touched her heart. And it was, the message was for her.
Right.
No, and she definitely felt that connection. And
right. She didn't ask me the question. Right. She asked God the question.
Exactly.
Right. And the answer just came through.
Exactly.
So, Bill, you've had cataract surgery, correct?
Yeah, I had that today. So I've been waiting to get that done. And I had it done up at St. Luke's. And being so you're talking about prayer, mm-hmm. One of the things that before the surgery, the chaplain there comes over and prays over you for, you know, the healing powers and all that. So I thought that was kind of spiritual and very appropriate, actually.
Yeah. Very good. So the man of God here, if you don't mind, is just going to say a prayer for you, Bill, if you don't mind.
And,
okay, go ahead.
Bill, as you know, we all have mustard seed of faith. And if your faith is strong, your faith will heal you. Jesus used to tell people, pick up your bed and go home, because your faith has healed you. A lady's faith was so strong that she felt that she only had to touch the hem of his garment to be healed. And she was healed because he felt the power drained from her. And he said, who touched me? And at that point, they pointed at her. And at first they condemned her. But if you have a little faith and you just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
And then,
all right, thank you so much.
Okay. And then can we talk about the Knights of Columbus, this fish fry every Friday for Lent? It's 4 to 7:30, dine in or take out. Can you tell us what the particulars are about the fish fry at the Knights of Columbus?
Well, we do it every year there at Espiritu Santo Catholic Church there on Philippi Parkway, at corner of Philippi and Enterprise Road. And like I said, it's from 4 to 7:30. It's our fundraiser for the year. As Knights of Columbus, we donate a lot of things to various charities, homeless people. There's just so many things that we do. But as far as the fish fry goes, it's one of the, you know, it's well known. We've been doing it for several years, and we have cod is our main fried fish, and it's all you can eat, which is kind of unique. Because there are several other churches that do this during Lent as well, but ours is all you can eat. It's cod. There's no inferior fish that we're getting, that's for sure. And we got some great baked beans. We have coleslaw. We have French fries, hush puppies, macaroni and cheese, and we have desserts, and the women even make cannolis. So there's plenty to eat. I think last week we served, I think, well, including to go, I think it was 417 people showed up. So we were very satisfied with that. So always looking to get the word out and come and see what we do, and have a little family gathering as well at the same time.
Well, Bob, I definitely want to share this story and Bill. Get the word. I'm sorry, Bill? I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. Bill, I apologize. Bill, I am very interested in what you're doing. I think it's wonderful that you're feeding the homeless and all the stuff you're doing.
We're not feeding the homeless at that night, okay?
Okay.
But we do that with Pinellas Hope. I'm feeding them on separate occasions, but not at the fish fry.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish you the best for your business, for all those listeners out there, support. You know, you're definitely a man of God. I definitely am all supportive of what you're doing besides your business. I mean, this is great. You know, I have a website that is called Our Community First. It's with the letter R, by the way, not O-U-R. Our Community First. If you can go on that website, there's a contact page. Reach out to me, send me an email, because on that website, I have a list of the different food pantries and different businesses that are doing stuff in the community, and it's free of charge, and I don't charge for that, to get the word out. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. I have my own YouTube channel to just let the community know what I'm doing out there. So it'd be one way to advertise what you're doing free of charge.
Okay.
That's it. Knights of Columbus. And then also, Bill, if you could talk a little bit about your businesses that you got going on. You have two businesses off of Tampa Road, and tell us a little bit about those.
Well, a primary function of the business in both of them is automotive repair, and we've been doing it with my son, my two sons, my wife, and I got a great staff of ASE technicians as well. So we work and fix on just about everything, you know, and we're Napa Auto Care Center and a AAA authorized repair center as well. So and with the Napa Auto Care, we offer 3-year, 36-month nationwide warranty, which is kind of cool and kind of different. And I got a convenience store there on Alton and 19 that's really pristine. And so if you're going out on a boat or you're stopping by for anything, you stop by. It's meticulously clean. I got a great staff, and I sell just a little bit about everything for a neighborhood-type convenience store.
That's, you really do. And I said this in front of him, I'm sorry I forget the young man's name. But you walk in, you feel like you walked into your home, like your living room. He's so friendly. He says hello, how are you? He really cares, and he makes you feel welcome. Where I actually go out of my way sometimes to go to Bill's, it's on Tampa Road in Alton. Is it Florida Avenue or Tampa Road? It's Florida Avenue in Tampa Road. I mean, Florida Avenue in Alton and 19. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. You will go out of your way when you get good service, and that's what you get at Bill's.
We're seeing now a lot of, not to talk against anybody, but I think a lot of people are looking for the mom-and-pop operations rather than some of the franchises and some of the places that are geared to just sell, so to speak, you know, have
sure.
goals and quotas. So I don't do that. And, you know, so I think a lot of people, like I said, since COVID especially, I see that people are just dealing with mom-and-pop places a lot more than in the past.
Right, that's wonderful. Support your local mom and pop. And in closing, man of God, could you say a prayer over Bill for his cataract?
Yeah, I did.
Can you say?
He already did.
Okay. Pray once.
Yeah,
say
we're
it.
Fine.
We're
yeah.
good.
Yep.
Say it once. Okay.
Again,
yeah.
support
we're
Knights of Columbus. They're at 2024 Fish Fry Fridays, dine in or take out. It's between 4 p.m. to 7:30. The proceeds benefit various charities. Espiritu Santo's Catholic Church. They're located at 2405 Phillip Parkway, Safety Harbor, Florida. They have a great menu selection. Includes fish, fried cod, French fries, coleslaw, hush puppies. They have great price, guys. It's for adults, $12. So, for the youth, 7 to 14, $6. Anybody below 6 years old, it is free. So it's February 16th, February 23rd, March 1st, March 8th, March 15th, March 22nd. So we're really done with February, but March 1st is coming around the corner, guys. So take yeah. advantage of this.
Yeah. And if anybody happens to hear it on the radio show, make themselves known to that you heard it on the show. And I know Ryan would appreciate that as well.
So. I really would.
Absolutely.
Knights okay. of Columbus, sponsored by Bill and Bill's Supergas, the Fish Fry. Thank you, Bill, for being on the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, no, thank you, folks. All right.
God bless you, Bill.
Bless you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, that was pretty cool, huh, that he does the fish fry? And then we did the thing for Southwest Painting.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, we did.
That guy is unbelievable. He's a guy that's really doing it, right? I mean, I got to have a lot of respect. You know, he's in all these multiple publications, and he's trying to make it happen. So
while you're looking for another ads, I have a question to ask our brother here, our brother in Christ. You know, let me give you a scenario and tell me how someone should deal with certain situations. When I remember you were telling my daughter that you really don't like listening to people's past problems, because you say when you don't want to know about their past. Can you explain why you don't like what you don't learn?
Well, the bad luggage is what we carry.
The bad luggage.
Around.
Okay.
Yeah. And we open it up. It brings the demons back towards us. It mm-hmm. brings back evil eye and everything.
Right.
And it's just best to leave it in the past and walk forward and just okay. witness it for God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. Witness it for God.
Okay.
Because you may have bad things happen to you, but they're for a reason, because God sent you as a witness.
Mm-hmm.
So witness, move forward, you know. I'll put it this way. If you've been shot and you come home to a changed door lock and you knock, and an hour later they open up the door and they say, "What are you doing here?" You ask them why the door lock's changed. You give them a kiss and you go to bed. and you forget about it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people remember the past a lot, which is almost like a chain holding them down because of some bad experience they had as childhood.
That's why I use a bad experience like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People, most people would seek vengeance and hatred and everything in their heart because they'd be, their mind would be going a million miles an hour, why this, that, and everything.
Right.
And they might be linking bridges that aren't really true.
Right.
And what you know with God is forgive, forget, love them, love thy neighbor.
Can you say a prayer over this company? It's Charlie from Dunedin and Plumbing. He listens to the show, and he was very impressed with you. His name is Charlie, and the owner's name is Barb, and it's Dunedin and Plumbing. Can you pray over their company?
Yep. Dunedin and Plumbing, Charlie. I pray Psalms 91 over your company and you, so you're safe. In Psalms 91, it says, God will send angels in charge of you to keep you safe in all of your ways. You pick the ways that you want to be protected by God. Put all those problems in your hands and hand them up to God and agree with this prayer and receive this prayer. Say you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's done. You let go of those problems, because when Jesus ascended to heaven, he said, I leave you with peace, and I pray peace over you because Jesus promised it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood over this. I put my hands high in the air and I say, hallelujah, 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 my Father, that is everything, hallelujah.
And that's Dunedin and Plumbing. You just prayed over for Charlie and Barb. It's wonderful. I hope they feel the blessings coming their way. I was going to say something, and I just lost my train of thought. Say that, because I just got so focused on what you were doing. This is Diana, the proof lady. She's a brilliant woman that can...
Proofreader.
She can proofread stuff and catch mistakes. Why don't you ask her a question and see what question you come up with. Oh, I'll do it. I see him shaking his head.
I bet you find a lot of mistakes. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, I do.
Yeah, so you're a mistake finder.
That's true.
But to save people from making mistakes, why make a mistake when you can correct it?
If people want to make mistakes so that I can correct it for them, I'm happy to do it.
Right, who wouldn't want to, like, seriously, I print a publication, right? And, like, even on one, it says for Sunday, you know what it says in the small print? That it's Monday. So I made a mistake. Every time I print a publication, I've never had it to where I didn't make a mistake.
Well, if I write an autobiography of my life, I'm definitely going to have her look at it because I can't write. Very well.
That's fine. I would love to. I like to help people with their language.
Bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Because sometimes we say too many words in a sentence, and it could have been, cut down a little shorter instead of a whole bunch of babble like I'm doing right now.
Okay. Well,
keep it going.
The thing is that there's two different services. I'm a proofreader, which means I'm the last person on the line. I go through what's been written, what's been edited before, etc., and I correct any grammar errors, any whatever.
Awesome.
That's the last thing. I can do editing. Mm-hmm. Which means to, if you see that something could be better expressed or whatever. But that's not what I do professionally as a choice.
Understand.
No.
Well, that's, we have a place called the Sauna Cold Plunge. And do you know what they do? They let you sit in the sauna, get real hot, and then you jump into an ice bath. Would you do that, man of God?
I've already done it in Kansas when I was younger.
it's called the studio. They unlock the ultimate wellness.
They're right there. You know where the bingo parlor is at Alternate 19 in Carlow?
Yeah, it's fun to do. I'm telling you. You got to try it once.
It's called the Studio Sauna and the Cold Plunge. And their phone number is 727-416-1417. They're at 2664 Bayshore Boulevard. That's at the corner of Curlew and Alternate 19 next to Madison Pizza. Sauna and the Cold Plunge. The Studio of Sauna and Cold Plunge.
Not would you do for me.
It? Would you do it?
Absolutely. I love cold
plunge. I've already done it. I'm all for it.
I went from the hot tub to the cold plunge.
Okay, do you have somebody on the line, Matt? No, okay. I don't know. I was told him that. Okay. Okay. So let's go. Let him sit down a second, and let's talk about. You guys talk about your. And I'm not going to make fun of it, because I'm not going to. I don't want the repercussions of you coming back at me. Only reason is because I'm doing it out of self-survival.
All right. We got about 3 minutes here. So anyhow.
Go ahead. Tell us about what you do.
Okay. What we do is we do dog services, which consist of numerous things: walking, drop-ins, vet visits, boarding naturally, and training. The name of the business is Serenity Dog Service, and we also can either board at our home, or if someone would like, we can take care of your dog in your own home. We're offering a special right now for President's Day, free walk first time. We always love to meet the dog. So.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely free. We'll come out and see you. We are centrally located on the corner of basically 19 and Elmerton.
Did you eat yet?
Did I eat yet? Yes.
Why? I was going to say, I'd like to go to Sandshakers after this. Can you come with us?
Okay, as long as there's a dog allowed.
Yeah, there is. It's dog friendly. That's where I'm going.
All right, then we're going. Anyhow, my wife and I do this out of love for the animals and the love for just the fact that we care. And we can be reached at any house, 727-831-3518 or 617-839-6908. Again, it's Serenity Dog Service, and it is in the BCC book, naturally. And that can be picked up at numerous places throughout Pinellas County.
Yeah, so, and then what do you think about that, Miss Proofreader? Do you have a dog?
I don't now. But I grew up with dogs.
Would you like to foster? Because I know someone that has St. Bernards and Pyrenees Mountain Dogs.
I think it would be fun. However, I currently am taking care of 5 cats for their owner, and then I have my own kitty.
That's wonderful.
So they would not get along very well.
Okay. All right, so give us your phone number.
Okay, once again, phone number is 617-839-6908 or 727-831-3518, and that would be my wife Diana's number. And that is kind of about it.
Okay, give us your phone number.
Okay. It is 727-922-1286.
You are the proofreader.
I am the proofreader.
Do you ever have anything you needed proofread?
You know, sometimes we do. Occasionally when we change posters or whatever, we might be deciding to do for advertising, aside from yours, which is predominantly our main source of advertising.
No, it's okay. But I get it. Yeah, so cool. Yeah, does anybody need stuff done correctly, professionally? It's the proofreader. I want to thank the man of God for being on the show, Dog Serenity. Look at that. You have
Serenity Dog Service.
Serenity Dog Service.
I mean, I know most people love to walk their dog, and that's understandable, but there are times when people need to travel and whatever. Last minute, we're always available, night or day, call, and we will be there for you.
And Southwest Painting. Wrap it up, the magical Matt said. We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.